of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Labette County, we got you covered. News, talk, farm. The Mighty 690 KGGF.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High here in studio with you. And it is Thursday. It's 10:10. And we have our special guest, as we do every Thursday. We have Becky Barnhart on the phone. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Sounds like you've got a lot going on at the station this morning.
Yes, there's always a lot going on, and when you called earlier, we accidentally hung up on you. We didn't mean to do that. So
that's all right.
Brandon's with us also this morning. So
hey.
So
morning.
Morning.
Good morning to you. Well, I'm glad you guys are having a good morning, and my feelings aren't hurt because I'm persistent. I call right back.
Yeah, I take 100% blame. Yeah, and I take 100% blame for that. I apologize for that. That was my fault.
I did want to talk to you just one quick second. I saw the picture that was put up on, I do believe it was yesterday. 4-year-old cat got brought in, long hair cat, beautiful cat that got brought in, and I guarantee you, if I could have animals, that I probably would adopt that one. It's a beautiful cat.
Well, the good news on that is she's already adopted.
Ah, there we go. That's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Amazing. Yeah, they saw her, and I guess the response was something else.
She's a beautiful cat.
Oh, it's just great to have that kind of a reaction because, in fact, I for a little bit didn't think I had any cats to talk about at all this morning, but I contacted Brad, and he said, oh, we do have two that have come in, so I do have two to talk about. But it's just been a wonderful month for cats. It's just one of those great things that we feel very proud about because we've had so many adoptions, and it's just been a good month for the shelter. I think he said we've had like 34 or 35 adoptions.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a ton.
Extremely great, yes, you bet. And so don't know what's going on, but it just makes us very happy. But the two cats that we do have, we have Midnight. It's a black female. She's 3 years old. She just came in. And then we have another kitten that came in, a year old spayed, gray and white, and they're calling her Kitty. And these cats were both surrendered, so that therefore they are up for adoption much more quickly than if the animal control officer had brought them in. So if someone is still looking for cats, and we are running the $30 adoption until the very end of the month, and that's getting very close, they might want to go onto our Facebook page and see what these two kitties look like. Oh, dear, you know what I just did? You know, this must not be a good morning for technology because I just almost thought I lost my list. It's back, I think. If not, I'll just wing it. Here we go. I got it. Okay. So anyway, those two cats are now available, and we also had a litter of four puppies that just came in this week. Yeah, now they're not quite ready for adoption. They will be in a week, but Brad believes them to be a terrier mix, so they're going to be small. He said they're absolutely adorable right now. We've got one male. He's brown and black, and then there's three girls, and they're all brown. So he said they're just super, super cute, and go ahead and mention them because sometimes people do like to come in and look at them. And in a week, they'll be be ready to go home. So those, and then we have one more little small dog. This is Phoebe. And Phoebe's a two-month-old shepherd mix puppy. She's a female. She has real short legs and a long body. So we're not sure what she might be, but she is also available now. And we always seem to have an abundance of large dogs. It's just one of those things. And Brad and I were talking and talked to the board. So we're going to run a special starting in February. And he's calling it a sweetheart of a deal. And the first 10 large dogs that are adopted, we're going to reduce the adoption fee to $50. And hoping that this will spur some interest in the larger dogs and we can get them adopted out, because when I start reading their names, you're going to be familiar with their names because they've been with us for a while. So we kind of like to help get these larger dogs moved out into a wonderful forever home. So we thought maybe we would try a little special and see how that does. But If you want me to, I'll just go ahead and start talking about the big guys.
All right, let's talk about those big guys and okay. girls.
You know, my favorite part of working at the shelter is the large dogs. When I go out and volunteer, I go out in the large dog room and work with them the whole time I'm there. And there's some of us on the board that prefer to go to the kit and puppy room, but just not about those big guys. And they just, sometimes they're a little bit better mannered than the puppies, and not as maybe as messy, all that good stuff. And if you've ever volunteered at the shelter, you know what I'm talking about. We have a lot of duties out there, and the poop scooping is just part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put it any other way. But anyway, we've got Weston. He is a black lab mix. He's a hefty boy. He's ready to go. He's fun. He's about 2 years old. We still have our three, they're probably about 5 months old now, Larry, Curly, and Moe. They're brindle mix puppies and super, super energy and really pretty little guys. Bucky is a black lab mix, about 9 months old, very sweet, and hasn't been with us very long. Hugo, big, beautiful girl, 3 to 4 years old, brindle with golden brown eyes, very laid back, very nice, nice dog. Spencer is white and brown, a 5-year-old neutered male. He is a pit bull. Petey is our special needs guy. He's still with us. He is deaf. Hand commands are doing well with him. He's coming and going, and he watches you. Super sweet dog. Just, you know, he's deaf, and he's about 4 years old, so he needs someone with special understanding. Clark is a lab mix, brown with some white on his chest, 2 years old. Charlie and Ori, about 4 months old, they're lab terrier puppies, mostly black with a little white here and there, and they're both females. Scotty is a lab shepherd mix, brown and tan, small female, and she's about 3 years old, so she's full grown. She won't get any larger. Yodi is super cute, very sweet demeanor. She's a mix, is kind of a mix. We're not sure what he is. He does have some brindle and white on him. And Balo, this is the dog that was found on Roosevelt Drive one afternoon, and he's beautiful. He's got this gray brindle color. He's kind of chunky, so we really felt like he would be reclaimed before now, but he hasn't been, so he's now available. He's about 2 years old. They believe him to be lab and maybe something else. You know, we're not real sure which or what he is, but he's just beautiful and such a nice dog. And we're calling him Balo, but look him up on Facebook. That gray color is just gorgeous on him. And we've got Knight and Dayla. They're beautiful, very soft, sweet brindle, about a year old. One male, one female. Sweet. You know, we think they're all sweet. We think they're all gorgeous, but some of these dogs, we do. And plus the fact you get to know their personalities, and that just makes them even better looking. And then the last large dog that I have to talk about is Gage. Young, mixed breed. He was dumped at the shelter, and we kind of talked about that before, that it's so much better if they will just bring the animal into us and visit with us a little bit about the history of the animal. So when we get ready to put the animal up for adoption, be it a cat or a dog, we've got some story. You know, we've got history to tell these people. And there's nothing wrong with coming in, because things happen in life that sometimes you can no longer keep your pet. And we understand that. We just want to work with them. So please come in and visit with us if you have a situation. And it makes it much easier for the pet. So that's it. That's the large animals that we have right now, the large dogs. And as I said, the kitties, there's just a couple, and puppies, not too many. And we're all ready for the big Super Bowl. We're going to have some dress-up going on Saturday with the dogs and some bandanas, so keep watching our Facebook page for that. We're going to try to have some fun with it being a Super Bowl weekend. And we're there every afternoon from 1 to 4, except for Mondays. We're closed doing deep cleaning on that day. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook page. Go to CSA and look us up. We've got great volunteers that are keeping our Facebook page up to date and showing these pictures. They're even doing little videos now, which I think is fabulous, because you kind of get to see the animals, you know, up close and personal, I guess. And we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. The Chili Bowl was a huge success. I think you might have seen that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. huge success.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
They sold out of chili. I don't know if this has ever happened. Oh, gosh. We've got some
hungry
fans.
I guess, yeah, and everybody's hungry and ready for the big game. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, you guys do such a great job down there taking care of the animals, and I think I can speak for everybody in Coffeyville. We really appreciate all the work you do down there. We really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate this, and this reminds me of something. Remember the puppy I've been speaking about, Rhino, that came in and hadn't had the best start in life as far as, you know, treatment. He had the a big knot on his nose, mm-hmm. had it removed. Well, he was adopted.
Yay!
Yay! And the couple, they came in and they heard us talking about him on Open Line, and they live in Bartlesville.
Wow!
So, see, yes. So see, I know these
the
little spots are worth it, because just the fact that Rhino, I mean, there's a good example, and we try to ask sometimes when people come in, you know, how did you hear about it? Is it Facebook or Open Line? And not always do we remember to do that, but this time they mentioned it. So hey,
that's awesome. So I'm glad to see he got adopted, though. That's awesome. So
yeah.
And he'll be happy. So that's the best thing about it.
You bet. So anyway, I just wanted to share that news that this is a wonderful spot, and we appreciate it being sponsored by Magnolias and Independence. And they adopted a dog from us a few years back. I think maybe it's why they kind of have a special spot for us. But we are so thankful for this time. So hope everyone enjoys the big Super Bowl weekend and their team wins.
That's the consensus up here at the station is everybody's pretty much for KC. So
I would say you know, you kind of keep it under your breath, if not, right?
Well, I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan, but I'm cheering for KC though. So my friend, I have quite a few friends that have been they've been waiting for this. In fact, you know, some of my friends were not alive the last time KC won the whole mm-hmm. thing, so they are definitely excited, and I'm happy for them. So I'm cheering for KC as well.
Oh yes, and it's just good for the whole area, and like I said, it's something we can all kind of cheer about and enjoy, and check out Facebook page and see all the animals and their outfits, because I'm sure we're not the only ones that have bandanas for our dogs. So there's other people out there who have them all dressed up, and I think it's fun, just lots of fun.
Have a bandana on their dog while they're wearing KC sunglasses.
There you go.
I love seeing stuff like that. Well, again, yeah. Becky, I thank you very much for coming in today, and I also thank you coming in every Thursday to talk about this about the dogs and cats out there. You guys do a great job with that, and we definitely do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and we will be talking again next Thursday.
All right, sounds perfect. Thank you very much, Becky. You have a great day.
You do the same.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. That is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends, Friends of Animals. And you can get out there. They have lots of dogs out there. And, in fact, they said next month, starting on February, that they're going to have a special called the Sweetheart Special, which is going to be their big dogs. There's going to be a special on adopting big dogs. I do believe it's going to be $50 to adopt the big dogs, because they got lots of big dogs. So, and those guys and girls would like to be adopted as well. And they only got two cats left. Tons of adoptions this month for cats, so that's great to hear that all these animals are getting forever homes. Okay, we need to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we will restart Open Line, and we'll take your calls. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.